540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Unless something changes, Governor Evers and Republican state lawmakers appear headed for a showdown over Wisconsin's taxing and spending priorities. Evers has threatened to veto the entire version of the state budget the Joint Finance Committee passed last night. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront today the Republican budget takes too much away from the University of Wisconsin system and gives too much to the richest Wisconsinites.
I want a middle-class tax cut. I don't want a tax cut that is primarily for the wealthy in the state of Wisconsin. And I believe the University of Wisconsin system should be well-funded.
The governor adds there's still time for the full legislature to make changes to the bill. The embattled head of Wisconsin's Elections Commission will be deposed in two lawsuits in Kenosha, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Plaintiff and Pleasant Prairie resident Jay Stone successfully argued yesterday that Megan Wolf should be questioned in his lawsuits about the legality of the MyVote website and third-party absentee ballot applications. The state had tried to put a protective order on Wolf to prevent her from talking. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Wolf's future as the head of the Elections Commission is in doubt. Commissioners will vote on her reappointment next month. Republicans criticize her handling of the agency, but her peers around the country say she's one of the best at her job. The housing market in Wisconsin is tight, and as Pete Schwabo reports, it'll stay tight for the foreseeable future.
Home prices are going up in Wisconsin, even though demand is slowing down. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says prices are up around 7% compared to last year. At the same time, sales are down by 22%. The Realtors group says the home market needs new construction and lower interest rates. Until then, buyers can expect fewer homes to choose from and more competition with other buyers. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin is getting a 1-2 punch of air pollution. There's smoke from Canadian wildfires and ozone from exhaust from vehicles. Smog is especially bad for people who already have trouble breathing. Over in Utah, they do something every July called the Clean Air Challenge, where they encourage people to use other kinds of transportation.
This is really a way to bring attention to that and help Utahns understand how they can be part of that solution and reduce our emissions by just making small, simple changes.
Kim Frost is with the Utah Clean Air Partnership. A woman from Cudahy admits she embezzled tens of thousands of dollars meant for the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight organization. Joni Nogay runs a charity that raised $130,000 for the Honors Flight group, but only sent over $20,000. She makes a court appearance July 6th. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Five young kids were in a car that crashed after being chased by Milwaukee police last night. A witness started filming the kids stumbling out of the wreckage and posted the video online.
Oh dear.
Oh my God.
Is there another kid in there and they're crying? Oh my gosh.
A 24-year-old woman was arrested after hitting a pedestrian and leading officers on a chase that ended with a crash. Only one of the children needed to be hospitalized. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will be deposed in two voter integrity lawsuits in Kenosha County. Plaintiff and Pleasant Prairie resident Jay Stone successfully argued yesterday that Megan Wolf should be questioned in his lawsuits about the legality of the MyVote website and third-party absentee ballot applications. The state had tried to put a protective order on Wolf to prevent her from talking. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Brewers and the Guardians. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. Wade Miley is back in the mound after some time on the IL. The 36-year-old was asked about baseball's pitch clock and how he felt after his last outing.
I felt really good. I felt really, really good. Loved how the ball was coming out. I mean, I feel like with the pitch clock, and this is my opinion, I feel like the advantage is still on the pitcher, you know, especially when the hitter burns their timeout.
Although the bullpen did a good job filling in, the team needs the left-hander back in the rotation, manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the important thing. We've just gotten such quality from Wade every single time, every start, leaving the game in the lead or really in the game. And that's what's been, consistent, and that consistency is going to get you a lot of W's.
Guardians manager Tony Francona was named the American League Manager of the the year last season. Cleveland battled back to beat the A's Wednesday night to improve to 2 games below .500.
The whole night was encouraging. And again, I'm glad we won because it's a lot more fun to talk about something after we win, but we're swimming upstream.
First pitch coming up in about an hour, 6:10 at Progressive Field. College football, Badgers wide receiver Marcus Allen announcing he's leaving the program today. Allen arrested in April at the Mifflin Street Festival in Madison. Police found him with an open intoxicant and a stolen gun in his backpack. NBA, the Bucks picked up two new players in the draft last night. Andre Jackson Jr. from the national champion UConn Huskies and Chris Livingston from Kentucky. NBA free agency is 2 weeks away. The Bucks GM John Horst asked about two players eligible to test the market, Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton.
I think with the news on Chris Middleton, he had the ability to decline his option and the opportunity to eventually become a free agent if he chooses so. He's earned that opportunity.
John, what about Brooke Lopez?
Yeah, I mean, I can't comment or wouldn't comment on any optimism. I just, again, both of those guys specifically are core to who we have been, and we're hopeful that we can have them back.
That's the Bucks, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday happier happy hour. We made it to the weekend, buddy.
Hey, good job, Crudy. Evan, we did it, everybody.
It does feel like something of an accomplishment. Some weeks, it's a challenge, isn't it? Making it all the way to Friday.
Not this week. This week was the best week of the year, man. Like, coming off our birthday, summer start, summer fest and start, man. Oh, man, come on. We should have been this way, baby.
You know, I've been road warrioring across the state. I was hanging out with you till late-ish last night. Came a later evening for me, all told. So I'm just complaining about the age and the miles on this body, Dom.
Yeah, it's not the age, Crudy. It's the miles.
It's the getting up early. It's getting up early, man. If I could sleep in, this weekend, ask me again on Monday. I'll be a happier camper. Probably not because it's Monday, but 844-967-2789. Perhaps a new mattress.
Ooh.
Something, man.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe Home Depot, a little Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if we're going to have time. A nice little Saturday planned out for yourself, Rudy.
Ah. What are your grievances today, Don? Because, you know, got a couple things percolating, just boiling up under my skin right about now. And, you know, so I got to talk about my bad night's sleep.
Oh, Crudy, man, you're going to need to get that beauty sleep. Not necessarily a grievance, although we do declare them on Fridays, 844-967-2789. CNN reporting, I think this is new news to me anyway. I'm going to share it with the audience. Briefly, CNN reports that Special Counsel Jack Smith has compelled at least two Republican fake electors to testify to a federal grand jury in Washington in recent weeks by giving them limited immunity, part of a current push by federal prosecutors to swiftly nail down evidence in the sprawling criminal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The testimony comes after a year of relative dormancy around the fake electors portion of the investigation, and as a parade of related witnesses are being told to appear before the grand jury with no chance for delay.
Do we know who the now immunized, sort of Aaron Rodgers style immunized,
immunized
January 6th fake electors are? And here's what I hear. Here's my takeaway. If some are being immunized from prosecution, others apparently, according to the special counsel, may be guilty of crimes and may be worthy of prosecution. right?
That's the read, right? That's the in between the lines.
Why not just compel the testimony like anybody else? Just grand jury, show up. Well, you can't compel me to testify because I may be a criminal. That's my takeaway.
A fraudulent elector might be a criminal? Wow, that's some really out there thinking, Curdy. Haven't we been basically saying that from the get-go? If you perpetrate a fraud upon the American people and you sign documents declaring you are not something that you claim that you are, and then, you know, and use basically a boilerplate provided by who? Rudy Giuliani? Because a lot of those documents from these different states all pretty much look the same. So, yeah, I would think if one of them's, you know, guilty of that, there's probably more than one.
I'd hate to be guilty of redundancy, though.
Prosecutors have played hardball with some of the witnesses in recent weeks, refusing to grant extensions to grand jury subpoenas for testimony and demanding they comply before the end of this month. Sources said, playing a little hardball, no delays. In the situations where prosecutors have given witnesses immunity, the special counsel's office arrived at the courthouse in Washington ready to compel their testimony after the witness indicated they would decline to answer questions under the Fifth Amendment. Just a little bit more here. The compelled testimony has allowed the special counsel's office to lock in witness statements and potentially information that other investigators who have looked at the aftermath of the 2020 election couldn't obtain. At least one other witness has spoken to investigators in the past 2 weeks outside of the grand jury with an agreement the person would be protected from potential prosecution, another source said. At least a half a dozen witnesses have testified before the federal grand jury in Washington over 4 days in the last 2 weeks, with many of the sessions focused on the faked electors plot orchestrated by Trump's attorneys. The number profile of the witnesses and prosecutor tactics suggest a probe picking up its pace, several people familiar with the investigation said. So there we go, man. Good. Move along, baby. Get your testimony in before the end of the month.
Moving with alacrity. That's what I like. I like that word, too. Alacrity. 844-967-2789. Call us with alacrity. See how that works? See if it works.
I see that.
John from Boas, you are the most alacrity. Critic, you're first, John. Welcome, hey, John. What do you got for us?
I'm calling the greatest radio show ever.
Yes, you are, sir.
The Devil's Advocate. And I have a grievance I'd like to talk about.
As long as it's not us.
No, it's our children. The gosh darn kids nowadays. They spent $28 billion on top selling video games. And ooh, guess what the number one video game is called? Shooter. 27.5% of all. Isn't that wrong? We didn't know anything about video games when we maybe caught smoking in the boys' room.
John, you weren't playing video games, man. You might be a generation behind me then, because I got the old Atari 2600, dude, and I never went to bed on Christmas night. And we played video games all through our youth, and we played them late at night. We played the arcade games. We played them, John. You know, I am just like the kids today. I mean, maybe the graphics are better. The blood is more realistic now.
Oh,
but we
crazy.
Were blowing up robots and zombies and stuff. We were always doing it, John. Always back to the early 1980s.
That's what I'm talking about. Our society is being corrupted by these outside influences.
The video games? Are you sure it's not like the music, like Elvis shaking his hips? I mean, come on, John. Every other country has video games. So if there's a suggestion that there's some sort of link to, I guess I'm not clear. I want to, you know, maybe you can articulate for me that maybe, you know, the shootings, the mass shootings, all those things are related to this. I would suggest that's not the case. Lots of countries have lots of video games. A lot of people are playing online, John, and they don't have, other countries don't have the kind of outcomes as we do with the mass murder.
Well, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
I heard someone like, said that once.
But I mean, are you suggesting that but shooting a video game, if you're on, and I have Dead Island 2, I just downloaded it. Very bloody, very great. Very wouldn't let my young kids play that game. I'm not any more inclined to go out and shoot people, John, than I would if I didn't play video games. I guess I'm not clear what you're trying to get to.
Okay, today the facts are that these shootings are happening. And the facts are that video games are corrupting the child. Now, we didn't have any trouble with that when I graduated in 1976.
You didn't have any problems with what? With the mass shootings?
No. Nobody would bring a gun to school and shoot.
Sure, okay. Now, never. Would you agree then, if we're talking factually, that the proliferation of guns and their effectiveness has massively increased since you were in high school, John?
Well, at least the availability of the AR-15 and other assault-style
weapons of war, right.
That's like compounded interest.
Well, it makes it easier, right? It makes it easier to have the mass shootings.
Yeah.
John, do a Google search. Look at the violent crime rates in the 1970s and compare them to the modern violent crime rates. And I would say the attention from the media has somewhat changed, and mass shootings are certainly glorified, and they happen a lot in this country, John. But the overall level of gun violence has actually reduced pretty significantly last time I checked.
From the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Violent crime, way down. Way down. So they talk about how violent and how scary it is out there in the world. I would certainly agree. Lots of Kias got stolen last year in the city of Milwaukee. And I would agree that there is violence that happens in our culture, and the randomness of these assault weapon fueled mass killings make us all feel a little apprehensive to go out in public, right? But what I would say is, if you look at the overall violence rates, it might be worth a Google. It ain't as bad as it used to be. 844-967-2789. Paul from Monona. Welcome, Paul. What do you got?
Hey, Paul.
Hi. Hey, I'd like to just offer a rebuttal to your last caller.
Sure.
Yeah, while he seems very well-intended and certainly distressed, I've traveled to Japan and throughout Europe, and I got to tell you, everything from anime to video games outside of this country is just as violent, because these games are released worldwide. And the themes in anime, especially, that it explores, and I'm not a big anime guy, but I just know this from having been there, are much more mature. And yet, for some reason, I don't know, maybe it's they don't have guns everywhere. These things don't manifest, these mass shootings don't manifest in the same way that they do here. They're just unheard of. Sure, you may get someone who stabs somebody or stabs a bunch of people, but the cops can take him down. You may have someone who has a homemade gun, like Shinzo Abe.
Right.
That may happen. But they're not mass shootings. And mental illness is comparable throughout the world. Well, not, I don't want to say comparable, because that's I can't back that statistic up. But mental illness occurs all throughout the world. So it's not mental illness. It's not the video games. It's the damn guns.
Paul, you're right.
It's Elvis shaking his hip, Paul. 844-967-2789. More of your grievances on the other side.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 59. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 89. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, 64. 78 Sunday with a chance for scattered storms, 73 Monday, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Jumping around with you, 844-967-2789.
Quick thought, Dom. Want to get this out there because I said it. I want to back it up. In the United States, violent crime rates have fallen over 50% in major U.S. cities since the peak in the early 1990s. Fallen 50% or more. In New York City, the violent crime rates have dropped by 75% from the early 1990s. So this perception that somehow the video games are making us more violent, I believe that's an inaccurate perception. But obviously, there are more mass shootings. That's what wasn't going on ever, seemingly, before like Columbine. And I'm sure there is some history, but I am blissfully unaware of a prior history of mass shootings. But current history?
Yeah, man, over one
up.
A day.
Good luck trying to keep up. 844-967-2789. Have we spoken with Sam?
No, we have not. Sam, you will be next. Welcome, Sam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sam.
Hi. Well, I'm glad you guys brought up video games again. I am 22. I love playing games and even the shooty ones, but also, especially, that hasn't had any bearing on anything. Like, I've agreed, basically. And I almost can see where the other guy is coming from, because there's a lot of coincidences when you look at the hobbies and habits of some of these guys who go out and commit these crimes, and they happen to be incels who are sucked into their computers all day. So there's
tell
a
people
lot
what incels means.
Coincidences.
That's not part of everybody's vocabulary, Sam. What's incel mean?
Well, it used to just be like nerds and geeks, and I don't mean that in a real way, but now it's sort of like if you're a shut-in and you're a younger guy and maybe you're starting to build this resentment towards women especially, that's usually a part of it, or other races. It's usually white guys around my age who end up in this, and I'm confused by it because it seems like the mentality of maybe my grandparents more so, this sort of kind of hateful anti-woman racist gun-owning kind of vibe, but That's my vague perspective of incels.
You know, Sam, some would say that your brain, you stated your age at 22. Some would say you're not correct. Fully developed. Your brain, your cerebral cortex, not fully developed. What do you know? Although, you know, judging by Chuck Wichgers and some others, some never fully develop, right? So, Sam,
I agree. Of course I'm not developed.
Sam, I got a soon-to-be 17-year-old. He and his buddies, since school's been out, they've been in the weight room and they've been in the basement playing video games. Should I, as a parent, right, be concerned, Sam?
Nah, probably not. I mean, like, you know your kids relatively well. And also, here's the other thing. These incels, they don't have a good setup of hobbies, family, friends, connections to kind of help click you back into reality. And the pandemic, of course, and things like that helped reinforce those things. People had the excuse to not go out for a long time and just get stuck in their echo chambers. And the scariest thing is how many people my age have fallen into that.
Sam, one last question. How'd you find the greatest radio show ever? How'd you find the Devil's Advocates,
oh my God,
man?
I live in Madison, and I've been listening to you guys for like 2-3 years now. I'm a young guy in an old car, which means I listen to the radio, and WPR gets a little boring sometimes.
Well, we try not to be boring, Sam. You livened it up a little for us
today. Oh my God.
Thanks, man.
Premium content.
For freebie. We don't charge you anything. All you got to do is participate. Hell, sometimes we give you free stuff. Keep listening. Sam, appreciate it. I like when the young people contribute, Dom. The children are our future.
Involuntarily celibate. That's where the word comes from.
Involuntarily celibate.
Okay, gotcha.
That's right.
So yeah. That means a guy who cannot get laid.
Yeah, it's where the impetus for hating women so much. Yeah, Elliot Rodgers is a very important figure in that circle. He's sort of a...
So, like, yeah. He's the king of those that are completely unappealing to women.
That's right. And they don't blame themselves for being unsanitary or unkempt or uninteresting. Right.
It must be everybody else's fault that's right. I have, I'm stuck in my basement by my own volition for, you know, days on end. My only social interaction is yelling at my friends with who I'm potentially playing online video games with. Maybe, in order to acquire social skills, I'm a big believer that, yeah, you got to be out in society. You know what I mean? That's where you get the social skills. And maybe you don't get all that with the porn and the video games in the basement all day long.
What if you don't? I mean, I think we had one of the greatest college experiences of all time in that we were supported by our friends. No one would let you go off the reservation too far and get yourself in trouble, hopefully. I mean, if you came with criminal records to the household. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we would take care of one another. It was a relatively safe environment to be oneself, to express oneself, to overindulge in pharmaceuticals
Everything.
Or whatever life threw yeah. at us. But, you know, we also had the blessing of being damn sexy human beings. But I don't know, man. I mean, it would be, I remember stretches in my 20s, especially when I was working my ass off. And, you know, there were stretches where I didn't have a girlfriend for a long time and I didn't even have a chance to go want a girlfriend at the bar. I was working till 10 o'clock at night every night. You know what I mean?
Right.
I remember times, Dom, when I was lonely.
When I was your age. Yeah, but that's also, I mean, you're choosing that, you know, you're working hard, trying to get something done. I mean, but you're still out there, man. You know what I mean? You haven't just accepted the fact that you're unable to attract women, so now you just hate them all. I mean, that's not where your head was at.
I'm good enough. I'm handsome enough, and gosh darn it, my future wife could have astigmatism. And, you know, that's how it worked out for me in life. Thank God. Come back with us. Your Friday Grievances, 844-967-2789. The first Friday of Summerfest edition.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke at a rally in Washington, D.C.
When this was happening, it was startling, it was heartbreaking, it was what? But we were ready.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, who's running for president, spoke at a campaign event.
Cause of life is the calling of our time, and we must not rest and must not relent until we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in this country.
A new study looks at the increase in cases of diabetes.
Every country will see rates of diabetes rise in the next 30 years. According to a new global study at the University of Washington, there are currently 529 million people in the world with diabetes.
That's CBS's Stacey Lin. And President Biden and Indian Prime Minister Modi have wrapped up their meetings in Washington. Talks included cooperation on issues like artificial intelligence. CBS News Brief.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. One of the Kia boys is getting locked up. Jimmy Koska has more.
Markel Hughes, known as one of the Kia boys featured in a viral YouTube video, was sentenced this week to 2 years in prison and 4 years of extended supervision after pleading guilty to two felony charges. The online video served as key evidence.
If you haven't been paying attention, Summerfest is sticking with its three-weekend format with day two today. There's construction near the big gig, and Milwaukee County Transit has several lines running to the grounds. The Zac Brown Band is playing the amphitheater tonight. Runners, bikers, and road closures impact a part of Kenosha County this weekend. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Pleasant Prairie Triathlon is on Sunday, with some roads shutting down from 6 to noon that day. Highways 165 and 31 are included in the warnings, with the swim event held at Prairie Springs Park.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
If you're searching for a unique and environmentally conscious shopping experience in Milwaukee, your search ends at Clover. A haven for plant and art lovers in the area, Clover's plants are handpicked from Wisconsin-based wholesalers. In fact, Clover was recently recognized as one of the top 10 best plant shops in the Midwest by Midwest Living Magazine, and the gallery features the talent of 23 local women artists. Clover, women owned and operated and making a positive impact in the community. 2252 South Kinnickinnick Avenue in Milwaukee, or online at clovermke.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Rolling through it. Your call is always welcome here, most of you, at 844-967-2789. The Friday grievances, if you will. And Dom, we got this shiny new amp. Some are discovering it for the very first time. Where is it? Sorry. Lots of messages today. Holy smokes. Just open up the new app. Getting a message from a listener in Mount Vernon, Washington. Holy smokes. Just open up the new app. I love it. And then they went on to say, hey, I see the Republicans managed to blame infidelity on women's access to birth control, ?
Right. Doesn't it take two?
What? Does it go all the way back to Adam and Eve? always our fault. A few others. Someone, we were talking about the video games, and I mentioned I had video games, and they said Miner 49er, Atari 5400. I'm not familiar with the Miner 49er. Is that a shoot 'em up game, or is that like a Dig Duggy kind of game?
I just remember, man, that the Atari, when you could play at home, and the Space Invaders, man. I mean, but I played the Atari, so I go to Cousin Joe. Cousin Joe's got a great 80s basement. He's got all the old, you know, classic home, and actually the video games as well, right? So he's got the actual Star Wars. So he played the actual Star Wars, you know, console game from Atari versus the actual, like, go to the arcade full-on video game. It's entirely different. And it's still so much fun. I mean, the fact that you could actually play at home, man, this was a big deal. Hell, even Pong, I was playing tabletop Pong a couple weeks ago. Still so much fun. And I didn't want to murder anybody.
You know the game Defender on Atari?
Yes.
Texter shouting out Defender. Also, also, apparently our recent caller, Sam's got his own fans right here on the text line. Sam, a great caller. And I agree. And Sam, you should check in with Ebone because we got a great new show. And if you haven't heard it yet, give the Town Call show over the lunch hour. Give it a listen. And I know our friend Jeannie represented early on in this new show. And it's still new and it's still growing and it's still getting better. But callers like Sam representing their neck of the woods. Man, I love thoughtful callers. Be like Sam. Less like CJ. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hi, guys. So, Cody, you and Dom are on athletic or academic scholarship?
Neither. I went to a Division III school. There was some consideration that a friend of mine and I were going to split a scholarship to play football at a Division II Minnesota school. And his ACT scores came in insufficiently, and I helped him study, and he tested again, and he came in a point lower. And let's just see, I never played college football, CJ, scholarship or otherwise.
Well, see, when you study, you aren't supposed to go out and party afterwards, but I thought maybe you guys majored in being man whores, and I'm surprised you guys actually paid your student loans. You guys paid back your student loan.
CJ, it took me until I was in my 40s, dude. I worked my entire life into my 40s to pay. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's
Didn't you sign up for it?
Sure. I also signed up for the GI Bill, and I never got it, dude, which was supposed to be college loan reimbursement. So I served the nation, could have died for it, and never got my college loan reimbursement. You know what I did? I paid him off. And you know what, CJ? I still wouldn't be resentful if someone else didn't have to pay off theirs. I'd be okay with that.
Well,
because my life's going okay, CJ. Why would I resent someone else getting a break in life? Hell, I would have to resent Dom constantly. The guy's living a break.
Well, come on.
Because it's actually buying boats. That's why I'm upset about it. But the reason
hang on a second, CJ. How is that buying votes any more than, you know, a tax break for the wealthy? Is that buying votes? I mean, how is every legislative activity an exercise in buying votes if it is something that may not benefit you directly, personally, immediately?
No, it's kind of like it buys votes for one party in an executive order. So the mere fact that Biden does this while he's president, you know, it truly is the same thing about the open border. But I didn't call about that. You asked about the Friday grievance, right?
Sure. Lay it on us, man. The fact that Durham served up a nothing burger, that's got to be your grievance, right? The fact that he was embarrassed publicly by Adam Schiff?
Because Schiff lied to the American people for 2.5 years.
Really, the testimony of Durham completely contradicted the censure, dude.
Well, here's the grievance. Not only did Hillary know about it and pay for it, Obama knew
Paul Singer
about it.
Paid for it.
Clinton, Biden knew about it when he was VP, and Comey knew about it, and they didn't tell the investigators. Did you hear when they told the investigator about the lie that Comey covered up? The investigator didn't even his.
I don't even know what you're talking about, CJ.
Man, you got to give some backstory, dude. You're just like a rambling mega Fox News point. So what are you trying to tell us here?
All right. This on November 5th, 2015 or 16,
okay.
Hillary Clinton, Obama, Biden, who's his security officer now? The guy.
Okay, what did they do?
What did they all know or do, CJ?
They had a meeting that they buried that there was no collusion with Trump. They knew that
there was collusion. This has been widely reported. It's in the Mueller report. You can quibble with the definition of what collusion is, because that's not a legal term, CJ. That is a straw that the former president often grasps at. I didn't collude. Well, you know what? No one's ever been charged with colluding. That's not the same as conspiracy or seditious conspiracy. Hell, what I would define as collusion is the conversation between Paul Manafort, the campaign manager, and Kilimnik, where Manafort handed off inside campaign information so the Russians could utilize the polling and target people specifically with more clarity. But CJ, to completely somehow think that it's been disproven ignores the record. Remember the Trump Tower meeting. If it is what you say it is, I love it, said Don Jr. It was with Vessel Nuskaya, man. I hate to relive every part of it because it really doesn't matter at this point, CJ. It doesn't matter. I'll absolve him of any Russian collusion as long as you acknowledge the actual criminal charges and the evidence that's presented in court and the convictions that will come.
And the testimony of Durham this week, dude. Literally this week. We played the sound, man. I know you were listening. We played it. So you got to discount what Durham said? I mean, Durham's agreeing in much of his testimony with the Mueller report.
You going to let facts get in the way, CJ?
I mean, come on, man. I mean, be real, dude.
844-967-2789. Someone texting. CJ, there's no such thing as open borders. And the only people that are saying open borders are Republicans and guys like you. Paul from Madison. Welcome, Paul. What do you got?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was wondering if we could bring it. It's okay if not. I can air in different grievance. But I was wondering if we could bring it back to the incel thing.
Absolutely. It's your grievance, man.
Yeah. So I'm somebody who has fallen into the trap of resentment and bitterness before. And I kind of wanted to share a couple of things that really helped me.
Okay,
sure.
Somebody out there who's struggling with that, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So my short answer is two things. If you're like in your mid 20s and you're feeling really bitter and resentful, you need to find a community and you need to get a hobby. And that's it.
And when you say community, Paul, you're talking about like a group, like go join a volleyball league, go find your kind of people that you hang out with and do an activity. That is, I'm trying to follow along. Is that what you mean by a community, Paul?
Yeah. It can be whatever you want. It can be going to church. It can be doing community service with a group. It can be joining a sports league. It can be joining a board game group. It can be doing any activity with people that doesn't revolve around just talking to people.
Is, Paul, to your own opinion, when you felt that way, I suspect you seem like a reasonable guy. I'm sure you were reasonable even when you felt trapped in that rut or whatever the case may be. It's not the lack of human contact, meaning I suspect there were girls that would probably talk to you, Paul, but is it the lack of sexual gratification? I mean, is that what sort of festered the resentment? Help me understand.
When I was struggling with that specific mindset, my perception of human interaction in general was very warped. And I would read into what people would say and do further than maybe I should have been. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question? Like, I think that it's not necessarily about, like, oh, talking to people in general. It's that when you are talking to people, you're so in your head, like, with the resentment and the bitterness, that, like, even when you're out talking to people, you're running on a loop of frustration, right? So that's why I emphasize so much about you need to find a place where you're talking to people and you're not just talking to them about random crap.
Paul, I remember when I was a young
guy. About the game you're playing.
I remember when I was a young guy in college, and I'm not saying this is a more healthy example. I was very lacking in courage to meet pretty girls, let's just say. And that keg of beer and the $3 solo cup, that provided a lot of the courage necessary for me to go out there and create social interactions when I was 18 or 19, and that was below the drinking age even then, Paul. But did you find that you tried to blunt those feelings with alcohol, drugs, whatever the case may be? I just feel like, sadly, for my own example, that was it for me. I'd go get drunk and hope between, you know, where I started getting drunk and I got really, really drunk, somewhere in there, there was a meaningful conversation going on with some pretty girl.
I actually am a rare case of I get worse at talking to girls when I'm drunk. But
we all do, Paul. We just think we're better at it.
I definitely had like problems with like drugs and alcohol. Not drugs so much, but I was definitely boozing a lot in college. I think the bigger thing is just like learning how to take a deep breath and just like realize that social interactions aren't as personal as they feel. And it's not all about you, you know?
Paul, you
isn't that some of that though, Paul, seemingly is it's growing up and getting a little more mature though, also, Paul. Isn't that part of it? Recognizing those things?
I would like to think so, but I'm only 22, so I don't necessary. Yeah, I'm.
Hey,
yeah,
man,
I'm,
you can I'm be charged as an adult, and you can drink as an adult. So you're an adult, man, whether you like it or not. But stay young in your heart, man, and you'll never grow old. Thanks for the call,
wait,
Paul.
Wait,
appreciate
wait,
wait.
I want to ask Paul real quick. Paul, you got a girl or at least a community that you feel more comfortable in life with now?
I have an amazing community of people that I really rock with. So it's great.
Well. Come party with the Devil's Advocates. We'll get out in public someday soon. We'll get over our social anxiety with a couple of cold ones. I'm not recommending it, but for me, that was my cure. And now, I'm totally over it. 844-967-2789.
Are you looking for a creative haven in the heart of Milwaukee? Look no further than 20 Ton Studios. At 20 Ton Studios, we're all about fostering artistic expression and community engagement. Whether you're an art enthusiast or a budding artist yourself, join us at 2000 West North Avenue at the intersection of 20th and North Avenue. Discover the power of art and embrace your creative spirit at 20 Ton Studios. Visit us at 20tonstudios.com and don't forget to join us on Saturdays for our open studio extravaganza. 20 Ton Studios, where art comes to life.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to lindsay@info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day!
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 89 tomorrow. Cloudy tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, 64. Temps below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK. WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you want to air some grievances, do so right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, people utilizing the text feature on the new Civic Media app. It's shiny, it's new, it's super cool. And you can text us like a one motion sort of thing. Try it. Those that see it seemingly like it a lot. I like it. Here's one from the 425, that's Everett Washington. My Friday grievance is CJ sucks. Here's another one from the 608. CJ reminds me of Pigman from Up the Capitol. Do you remember Pigman? I do remember Pigman. They didn't give him that as a term of affection, if you know what I mean. Another one here. He was a troll that used to go troll the Solidarity Singers.
Oh, gotcha.
The peaceful protesters and Pigman trying to be a you know what. Here's another one. Can we start a GoFundMe page to buy CJ a life? You'd never raise enough. Another one. Great show. Thanks to many of our callers. Dom. Blah, 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 blah. That's your buddy Jeff. That's more of a personal message, man. Jeff, I see you texting, but, you know, I never know if it's personal or if it's, like, show-worthy. That's not show-worthy. You know, we'll work on the bars. We were working on a bar last night, weren't we, Dom? You know, like, new friends
support
of the
all
show.
Those sponsors, man, for sure.
We enjoyed a lovely Italian dinner and a couple of cocktails last night in Waukesha. Well, talk about it someday soon, I suspect. Let's get to the phones. Your Friday grievances, still time, 844-967-2789. Terry from the Bull Falls radio area, Wausau. Welcome, Terry. What do you got for us?
Hey, Terry.
Good afternoon. Jim Jordan not wearing a suit coat when he's chairing these committees or just in public representing his constituents, I just think he's trying to convey this persona that he's working so diligently to help the people, and I think it's a bunch of BS. Even Ronald Reagan, which I'm not a fan of, that he would at least put a suit coat on when he entered the Oval Office. That's kind of a grievance of mine. I see that Yahoo, and it just bothers me. Not saying there should be this dress code, but wouldn't you agree?
Yeah,
with
I mean, what are you saying, man? I mean, I don't know about the dress code. Like, you know, do you have to wear a suit coat? I mean, these kinds of things. The ties. I was going to wear a tie and a suit coat to be what? Be taken seriously, Terry? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just he's trying to convey that like I said, the persona that he's sending this message that he's just an average Joe trying to help out, do the right thing, and we all know that it's just. Yeah, so I think
regardless of what that man wears, Terry, we all know that. Thanks for the call.
844-967-2789. Remember when Scott Walker took that sport coat off at the Iowa Freedom Summit?
He rolled his sleeves up and came out from behind the podium and really fired up the crowd.
Too bad he wasn't rich like Trump, because Trump just rolled his ass over shortly, didn't he?
He sure did. Every one of them. He rolled that entire Republican Party. Trump showed just how feckless they all were. When a guy like Trump rolls in and takes over, I mean, literally takes over your party and all the things that you all claimed all these years that you stood for, and Trump is none of those things. And then you back up Trump with what? What's your platform? Oh, whatever Trump wants. Way to dig deep, GOP. Do your ancestors proud.
More and more keep jumping in the pool, which makes it more and more likely that Donald Trump will be your Republican nominee. And a craven party will come crawling back to him. I suspect that might happen, Dom. It's sad. You're sad, GOP. I'm just saying. Rico! Rico from the Rock County area. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. We figured you'd be at Summerfest drunk by now.
Oh, I should be, you know. I should be, but I had a long day at work.
I feel you, brother.
Didn't make it there. So anyway, I was just going to say, I want to thank CJ for giving an encore presentation to what I talked about the other day on Earl's show this morning, except for today, CJ. They cut you at the word black, didn't they? They cut your mic. You only got black out of your mouth. We didn't need anything. We didn't need anything more. thank you. Thank you, my boy. You're keeping me real. Okay.
Have a good one, Rico. Trying to move a few more down the line here, a few more Friday grievances. 844-967-2789. Also, a little discourteous, even though Earl's got a damn fine show. You know, let's constrain the conversation.
Wait, what are you talking about? You literally brought up yesterday during the show that Leroy Butler was in studio. I was sitting in the seat, Leroy Butler. He was on Earl's show. You brought up Earl's show.
I was
yesterday.
Name dropping.
To say other people can't bring up Earl's show. What are you talking about, man?
I was name dropping Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, who I got to meet yesterday. The fact that he happened to be on Earl's show.
You're still talking about Earl? Come on.
I was stealing Earl's thunder. Show,
anybody can talk about Earl's show.
I was stealing Earl's his glory.
Yeah.
No Hall of Fame NFL players have ever joined us in studio. Just saying. You know any?
I have to look at the guests.
Now I know one.
Who?
Leroy Butler. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I just wanted to say your caller before the break had a awesome message.
Paul.
You know, especially for the 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, that's a very powerful message.
It's a good message for anyone feeling alone in this world, and I think sometimes that turns to drug use, sometimes that just festers in resentment, and we talk about this term incel. That was what Paul was referencing, but yeah, a very positive message, Bill. But I'll let you give one.
Yeah.
What's yours?
All right, my message is, my grievance is, they keep developing the farm field so you can't get $3 solo cups anymore.
Inflation, man. It's Bidenflation, Bill.
Well, there's no place to put the said adult beverages in the middle of a field anymore. It's harder and harder to find.
You mean you can't have field parties? Go sleep
Perhaps.
In a tent in the rows?
Perhaps. Or in your car to keep warm because it's more comfortable.
Bill, I attended one field party, like real field party. Like I had no idea where I was at. And let's just say it was a long, hard night of trying to get some liquid courage going. And I ended up sadly face down in a tilled field. Youthful indiscretions.
Yes, well, you know, there are those things. What was that, a couple weeks ago?
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. I teased that was many, many years ago. 1984, rural Deerfield, Wisconsin. Look forward to having a good weekend with my family. I hope you all have a wonderful summer weekend. Stick around. A replay of the Maggie Dawn Show. And then outside the Pizza Box with our pal, Pizza Box Mike. And then the Rick Smith Show and then Native Roots Radio. Keep it locked. Civic Media all weekend long.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, son.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.